Anchises' noble son nodded, and both went forward, shoulders cased in hardened oxhide shields, all plated with a wealth of bronze, and at their heels went Chromius and Aretas, hoping to kill that pair of charioteers and drive the haughty team away. But they were fooled in this. From Automedon's stroke they would not come unbloodied. Calling on Zeus, he felt new power surge about his heart, and cried to Alcimedon, his loyal friend, "Not at a distance from me. Keep the team close up. Aye, keep them breathing on my back. I do not think Hector Priamides will quit until he mounts this car behind the beautiful horses of Achilles, killing us both, routing the Argive line. Else in the front line he must fall himself." To those called Ajax and to Menelaus he shouted, "Ajax and Ajax, captains of Argives, and you, Menelaus, turn the body over to your best men. Let them stand by and hold the enemy back, but come yourselves, defend the living too, the pair of us. Ward off our evil hour. Hector and Aeneas, Trojan champions, have put their weight into the painful battle. Now, by heaven, the issue lies upon the gods' great knees, and as for me, I'll make my throw. Let Zeus look after all the rest." Rifling the spear over its long, slim shadow, he let fly and hit Aretas's circular shield. The surface failed to hold, and the bronze point drove on straight through his belt into the lower belly. As when a rugged fellow with an axe has cleft an ox behind the horns and cut through all the hump, so the beast rears and falls. Aretas reared and tumbled back, undone by the long spear still quivering in his bowels. Now, with his spearhead flashing, Hector cast at Automedon, who foresaw the cast and doubled forward, dodging under the point. The great shaft punched into the earth behind him, sticking there, vibrating. Barely Ares deprived it of its force there. Now, with swords, the men made for each other, hand to hand, but soon the two named Ajax broke them apart, shouldering at their friend's call through the press. Flurried by these two, Hector and Aeneas, Chromius, too, backed off again, leaving Aretas lying there, his life slashed out of him. Then Automedon, peer in speed of the war god, took the dead man's armor, and vaunting, cried, "By heaven, now I've eased my heart somewhat of anguish for Patroclus, tearing out a man's guts, but no such man as he." Lifting the blood-stained gear into his car, he stepped aboard, his legs and forearms wet with blood like a lion sated on a bull.